What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Chris in Virginia. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Hey, have you ever watched the show Crosstalk on Russia Today?
No, I think on a few occasions, but I'm not a regular viewer.
It's called Crosstalk. The host, as you know, there are many former American pundits at Russia Today. That some of them live in Moscow. This guy happens to live in Moscow. He's an American. And there was three Americans on the show today. And one, it's a Russian perspective, of course.
Yes.
But it's great analysis. Everybody should go check it out. It's called Crosstalk on Russia Today. You just go at the top where it says shows and hit that. And it'll list all the different shows that they have. They have some real good content. I just wanted to mention that because the thing came up with Russia Today about Facebook. That's all I had, Mike.
Yeah, well, Facebook obviously is still playing the games that they've been doing all along. We're seeing the tyranny unfold right in front of us. They're trying to control what we're thinking, seeing, and hearing. And it's not going to work.
Down?
People are fighting back.
They just shut their page down.
Yeah, they did. They just pulled the plug on that. And it's not going to work because, propaganda,
everyone
propaganda
right
only works
it.
If the people being lied to don't know they're being lied to. Okay, once they realize that the propaganda is real and they are being lied to, the propaganda just stops working at that point.
Right, and don't you think they call attention to themselves, Facebook, in this case? Like we all know, they're trying to silence people.
They're causing themselves a lot of damage, but I don't think Zuckerberg made this decision on his own. I think he got a phone call from somebody higher up and said, pull the plug. We need to stop the Russians from talking to each other about what's really going on so we can sell this propaganda that Ukraine is winning, which it isn't.
Oh, yeah. At this point, it's safe to assume that they have been running everything the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, you've got it. And all right, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, getting on back to the school boards. Earlier in the show, we had a story of where a school board election in New Jersey was found to have been stolen through manipulation of the voting irregularities here. And the parents are becoming very concerned about what these school boards are teaching the kids. The attitude that we're seeing coming out of the teachers' unions and the school board is, we know what your children need better than you, the parents, do. They show up at the school, they belong to us, and you should just shut up. And what we're starting to see now at the school boards is they're starting to close off the public comment. And over in Greeley, Colorado, they have this newly restrictive public comment policy. This is the fourth change in a year. And basically, two opportunities for citizens to address the board for a total of 4 minutes had been slimmed down to 1 3-minute chance. Now they're trimming it back to 2 minutes. They just want you to go away and not get in the way of whatever agenda it is they're pushing on the children. Anyway, 512-248-8252. Now, we're seeing all of this talk about, be accepting of the Muslims and friendly. And, if there's an act of terror, all the Muslims aren't to blame. I wish gun owners got that same deal here. But it often seems like Christianity is under attack in this country. Now, I'm not religious myself, but again, the First Amendment says that we do have freedom of religion. And over in Minnesota at the Mall of America, this was in Bloomington, there was a man wearing a T-shirt that read, Jesus Saves. That's all it said. And he was kicked out of the Mall of America because his shirt was declared being too offensive for others. Okay? And you have to wonder just who it was who complained. But There was a video taken of this. It's gone viral. It shows security officers telling the man wearing the Jesus Saves shirt that his shirt was offensive to other shoppers in the mall, and either he had to remove the shirt or leave the mall. Okay, and that is clearly unconstitutional, and I hope he sues, and I hope he wins here. All righty, getting on to the issue of abortion. There is a gentleman, pro-life, Mark Hoke, I think his name is pronounced. His trial begins next week in federal court in Philadelphia. He is looking at 11 years in prison and fines for peacefully protesting abortion. Now, this guy sort of rose to internet fame because his home was raided by the FBI. Last year, 20 heavily armed federal agents, you know, the type that you would expect a hostage rescue operation. They kicked down the door, stormed the house, terrifying his family, pointing guns at the head, and arrested him in front of his family. And, you know, they basically arrested him on a bogus charge that had already been thrown out of court. Now, Biden's administration is coming under fire for weaponizing the FBI and the Department of Justice to target pro-life conservatives. And this idea that you can be sentenced to 11 years in prison for peacefully protesting abortion is a very dangerous trend. And but again, look how they treated the protesters from January 6th. You know, completely unconstitutional. And if you want to talk about terrorism in this country, I mean, this is a good example. The guy is simply out there saying, I don't agree with abortion. And they kick down his door, send in the armed SWAT team, throw him in jail. And they're threatening him with 11 years in prison for not going along with the abortion agenda, as it were. All righty. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael, and thanks for taking my call. You mentioned earlier about Pritzker's move to ban assault weapons, semi-automatic guns. And a lot of the sheriffs in Illinois were saying that they wouldn't uphold that.
Yes.
Okay. I recently heard him locally say something to the point where, well, if we can't get the sheriffs to uphold that, we might be able to get other people to do that. Okay. And what other people? And I just thought about something. Gavin Newsom was talking about hiring illegal immigrants to be policemen.
Yes.
Did you hear that?
Yes, I did. We reported on that last week.
Okay. Well, I mean, I just heard about it recently, so... Where does it go from here?
Well, we're clearly on the road to tyranny, and that's why the government is so terrified of us. We're aware of what's going on here, and that's why they're trying to find some reason to disarm the law-abiding citizens. They don't care about the criminals. The criminals are running free. They're being allowed out. The jails have a revolving door. You know, they get arrested, they get put in. A couple of hours later, they're out again, going on out and committing more crime because they don't have a reason not to commit crimes. But meanwhile, law-abiding citizens who are hunters or sport shooters or target shooters, we're being treated like we're, you know, terrorists. It's clearly the symptom of a government that has become afraid of its own population.
You know, as of January 1st of this year, we all became criminals, us legal gun owners and stuff like that, became criminals because we have large capacity magazines, which were standard with the guns when I purchased them.
Yes.
They have a little problem here in Illinois. He passed another bill. He floated it through. No cash bail.
Yes.
Okay, so, I mean, you're right. These criminals, they break the law, and they're let out a couple hours later to break another law.
Mm-hmm.
I think a revolution is long overdue.
Well, I've been trying to avoid that. I don't like the idea of a revolution or a civil war because the wrong people get killed. But at this point, it does seem like it is inevitable. It's like that line from John F. Kennedy, which Robert Kennedy and Teddy Kennedy also parroted. Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I think we're definitely on the edge of that. And that's why the government is trying to find some way that they can get rid of that Second Amendment and say, you know, turn in your guns. Don't worry. The police will take care of you. You know, the government will look after you just fine if you surrender your guns. Ask the Native Americans how that worked out for them.
You know, just one more quick thing is, do you remember when Obama was running for presidency and he made a comment about he would like a military force equal to or greater than the United States military?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe the criminals and Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all of that. And who was he always talking to on his own personal phone? I'm guessing it might have been George Soros who funded all of these anti-American groups. So, you know, take that into consideration. I don't consider them law-abiding citizens.
Well, I mean, Soros, I think, is in violation of several U.S. laws, including the Patriot Act, for funding subversive, anti-democratic, anti-American operations. But, you know, in this country, if you've got a lot of money, yeah, you are immune.
You are absolutely correct. There is just us and there is justice. So,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, and you have a good day.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Now, Mike in the control room told me that we had a caller who did not want to go on the air but was curious about fentanyl and what it is and what it does. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid. It is spelled FENTANYL. It is between 50 and 100 times stronger than morphine. It is legitimately a painkiller. It was originally developed for treatment of pain resulting from cancer. And it is a controlled substance. And it is actually available at the pharmacy if you've got the prescription under the name of Duragesic, Abstral, and Subsys. Unfortunately, it is a very easy molecule to manufacture in clandestine laboratories, and the real problems that come with it is that obviously the quality control is not going to be very good, and you can actually get variations on the molecule that are really quite dangerous. Okay, and it is. I mean, the fact that it's 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine is why there have been so many overdose deaths. All righty, we have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to abortion, New York City Mayor Eric Adams announced yesterday that 4 city-run health clinics will offer free abortion pills basically starting today in a so-called agenda for women's health across 5 boroughs. Well, abortion is not health care. It's killing somebody, but they are really pushing this abortion, I think there's an ethnic targeting going on as well. So it's really serious. And why aren't they promoting, you know, birth control, condoms, things like that? So this whole abortion issue, you know, it's not an issue. And we have, you know, some of these hardcore pro-abortion activists are out there, you know, bragging about how many times they've had an abortion and what a wonderful experience it was. And they're selling it. They're selling this whole idea. All righty. Now, we all know the M&M's candies. Apparently, the company that makes M&M's have come out with an all-female M&M package, okay? The colors of the M&M's are green and brown, that represents lesbians and LGBT, and purple, which represents obesity. And frankly, they're not representing straight, thin women, because these kinds of women are not considered to be a cultural success. I mean, just think about that for a minute. You know, healthy, thin, straight, heterosexual women are not considered a cultural success. In other words, they're promoting the unhealthy lifestyle of being overweight, and they're promoting this alternative sexuality, which, again, has population control ramifications. All righty, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, I'm Mike. You said that you attended something in Indiana for Pete Buttigieg.
No, I didn't go. It was just he did an event over here in Tell City, which is that away. But no, I did not bother driving over there. You know, it's about a 40-minute drive from here, so I didn't feel like it.
I wanted to tell you, he's moved to Traverse City, Michigan. As soon as he heard that Debbie Stabenow was retiring from her Senate job, he went over to Michigan. He's not Indiana resident anymore.
Well, I wondered why he was here in Indiana, but you know, I tend to avoid going to rallies and stuff. You know, I go to a Trump rally if there was one nearby. But other than that, I'd rather just stay home and watch old Star Trek episodes.
With the vote fraud we have in Michigan, he's sure to be the next senator from Michigan. Maybe president. He might be doing like Obama did.
Well, there's a horrible thought.
I take it back.
I mean, if Pete Buttigieg was the president and took 2 months off away from the job for parental leave, that means he couldn't really cause that much damage. It's not a bad idea now to think about it. Yep.
That's not bad. That's right. Anyway, I just thought I'd let you know that. I didn't know if you knew.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the information and the call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And Mike in Brazil is calling on in. Mike, glad you are still with us. And what's going on?
Yeah, Mike. Regarding the last call, not the last call, the one before the last, talking about illegal aliens working as law enforcement agents, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you something. That's good news for me. You know why? Because that would be a hell of a lot easier to shoot them dead where they stand, okay?
Oh.
I would have no qualms about putting a bullet in their forehead, and I'm very damn good with rifles. And another thing is, good news is that my good lady friend who lent me that FN, she is out of prison. Okay,
oh, good.
They could not find any. They couldn't find. They couldn't charge it with anything because she had a gun store fully licensed, and including she had the equivalent of Class 3 federal license for machine guns. Okay.
Okay.
So here it's the denomination is different, but. She did have that license, and they were forced to release her. Meanwhile, while she was incarcerated, they had a cordon of people surrounding the gun store. They would not let any federal police officer get inside.
Good for them.
They were all holding... I'm sorry?
I said good for them.
Yeah, good for them, yeah. And there were people on with machetes, okay, and axes and pitchforks and guns as well. And I'm talking about fully automatic rifles. And they were pointing it at the federal forces, and they said, if you make one more step, we'll shoot you dead. Go home. That's what they were telling them. Go home. And they went home. They were trying to destroy the store, And this lady, I've known this lady for the last 10 years.
Okay, Mike, we got to take a break for commercials. Do not hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil, and according to Mike, ordinary people are standing up to the federal police to preserve what remains of their rights. And, you know, good for the people of Brazil. I mean, they're showing a lot of huevos by doing so. What else have you got for us, Mike?
Yeah, well, every fourth house in the city where I live, which I'm not going to mention for obviously, for my own personal security, okay, they all have firearms in their house, okay, and most of them have fully automatic, either AKs or M16s or FNs, because they're the most popular assault rifles that you have in Brazil, are the AKs, M16s, and the FNs. And I'm glad I received a message on WhatsApp, and she's out of jail. And people stood in front of her store, and they would not let the federal police turn her place into rubble. And they came there with the intention of destroying the place and confiscating every weapon she had. And these people stood there and told them, no, you're not going to do that, because if you do that, you're going to have to go through us. And the cops had their guns drawn out, and so did the people. And mind you, the cops didn't have assault weapons. They had pistols. Mm-hmm. And these people, some of them were armed pretty heavily. And they said, you'll make the first move, we'll make the second. Okay, go ahead, take your choice. And they finally put their guns in their holsters, and they got in their vehicles, and they left. And the woman came back. And I received a message from her that everything is fine. And things somewhat calmed down a little bit. Not entirely, but somehow things calmed down. And another thing is that all the decree that Bolsonaro passed, Lula revoked, including the right to keep and bear arms. Okay, so this is the reason why they tried to invade this woman's gun store, because of the new decree that Lula passed. And now it's in front of the Supreme Court of Brazil, and I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I got wind of some news from Glenn Greenwald, who you know lives in Rio, okay?
Yes.
And he's very, very scared. Because the cops are after him because of some comments he made on Fox News. I have seen one of the videos on Fox, and looks like the federal police is after him. And I wouldn't be surprised if he ends up back in the States. So,
well, yeah, and you know, all of this began with the stolen election.
Yeah, but everybody knows that, Mike, here. Everybody knows that. What do you think they had millions of people in the streets just because they felt like being in the streets? No. I mean, we had people for the last 90 days suffering rain, cold, hunger. They had people donating food, making barbecues for these people, in the crowd. And these people, they believe that the election was stolen, but I'm here to vouch for that. The election was stolen, and I forgot to tell you this. They, a couple of hackers from the University of São Paulo, from the IT division, they broke into the source code of the electronic voting machines. And they presented that with holes in it, in which every third vote for Bolsonaro went to Lula. Okay?
So that's pretty convincing. That's very, very convincing.
They have the source code. They have the source code. And it was published on the Internet. Okay? And anybody who has knowledge about the programming and takes a look at the source code will realize that this thing was fixed. Was rigged from the very beginning. And actually, another thing is that I forgot to tell you that Lula did not understand. He didn't know that the microphone was on, and he said to one of his companions there. He said, "Oh man, if it wasn't for this, I would never get elected." You know, he admitted it on a live mic. You know, so anyway, Mike, this is it's not much of a news that I had for you, but
that's good news. It's good information, and I'm glad that you called, and I'm glad that you yourself and your family are still safe. And I got to tell you, my hat's off to the people of Brazil for you're not just taking a stolen election lying down.
Mike, this thing is not over yet. The fat lady didn't come out yet. Okay.
Okay.
That's all I can tell you. The fat lady didn't come out yet, and the truckers stopped transporting cargo, meaning that supermarkets.
Okay,
are
Mike, I got to put you on hold again. Mike, I got to put you on hold again. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Forced to carry his own cross while we drive nails in his coffin. You might say it is routine. It happens far too often. Decorated soldier, veteran of the war. Who would have thought that he would be among the sick and poor? Preacher man wags his head while the rich man.
Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Mike in Brazil. We're finishing up with him, and I was doing some search on social media. There is a report coming on out saying that the civil police and the city guard in Rio de Janeiro are refusing to disperse the protesters. They're just standing back and letting the people do what they're doing. So anyway, Mike, any final thoughts before we let you go?
Yeah, well, that's good for Glenn Greenwald, because the federal police is after him, okay? And I got that through an official channel here in Brazil. And there is another guy incidentally, with the same name, Mike, who doesn't live very far away from me. He lives about 11 blocks away from me. And he tried to order Extendivite, okay, because he's listening to your show every day. I mean, he's not calling in because repercussions, you know, because the phones are listened to, you know that. So
yes.
What happened was that the Extendivite arrived in Campinas, which is in São Paulo, and it got confiscated thinking they're drugs.
Mm-hmm.
He never got his shipment. Okay, so you might tell your sponsor about this incident, okay? Because if somebody from outside of the United States, especially from Latin America, orders Extendivite, chances are they're going to be stopped at the customs and confiscated, and the person for whom it was intended could be arrested. Okay, it's very serious. I'm not joking here. Okay, so. Anyway, Mike, this is all I got for you. I'll call you if something newsworthy comes up. I'll give you a call, okay?
All right. Thanks an awful lot here. And stay safe. Keep your family safe. And thank you for all the phone calls. We're going to let you go here. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Hello, Pat. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Lots. I'm glad Mike is, I hope he has Skype. I'm glad he's telling us what's going on down there. Because I remember Christ the Redeemer statue is there on top of this huge mountain.
Yes.
And they were, I think the LGBTs have probably running the place. But what they did is they started putting lab coats and stethoscopes around his head, by, you know, with a light onto it from the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And they,
I hadn't seen that.
You did?
No, I had not seen that.
Well, they were honoring the workers for the COVID thing.
Okay.
It was quite a while ago, and they're just flashing their pictures on there and laughing at all. Wasn't nothing to laugh about, to tell you. But anyway, at the end of it, they flashed the LGBT rainbow flags on there. So I said, oh, well, next thing you know, lightning hit his hand and knocked his hand off.
Yeah,
oh, well,
I saw that. You know, okay. Thor 1, Jesus 0.
You want me to write that down? What does that mean?
Well, you know, Thor is the Norse god of thunder. And, you know, he throws lightning bolts from the hand. So, yeah, it's Thor 1, Jesus 0. Okay.
Okay, I got you. I thought
it was an attempt at humor, and obviously it has crashed and burned.
No, it's probably me and my ear and the phone and all that. But another thing, I was all wound up before I called you, was because I would like to see more shows on child protective service abuse, taking the children. And I know V had one night, and I had to call in because it's really going, it's so bad out here.
Well, you know, it's all incentivized. I mean, the more children Child Protective Services take away from their parents, the more money they get. And so, you know, it's like the witch hunts in Europe. They're going to see child abuse everywhere they look because they're paid to.
Well, I could write a book on my own personal observation of things that have happened. And it just really tears me up because what do they think that child's ever going to think about the mother the grandmothers are taking their babies now, really. And I told J.R. Moore that judges are selling babies. And, of course, you know, I was too late at the end of the show. But he said, Pat, it's illegal. And I thought, did he say that judges do something illegal?
Well, you know, there was that big stink about the homes for unwed mothers in England where they were selling off those babies. And that was a big, ugly situation.
Yeah, that's really one thing that's bugging me. But I did want to say something too, if I can find it here. Okay. I sort of accidentally ran across this, get glasses here, this thing called the Abraham Flexner Report, F-L-E-X-N-E-R. And I read it and I couldn't put it down. I mean, it's just on and on and on. And I said, I got to find out more about this. But this Flexner dude, he was one that started all the problems we got right here now. Well, as far as the COVID and all that, it's a medical cartel weaponized against us, big pharma cartel.
Really? Yes.
People, check it out. But go to Conservapedia, because you'll find a lot of stuff. But you always have to read the Conservapedia report, not somebody else's report on that website. They, you know, it's just like Wikipedia, but it's more right-wing Christian. I wanted to say that. And I got told one time by somebody I trust. I mean, I can't say perfect, but he was told a story that the Russians have tunnels near the east coast of Russia down there, and I didn't say where because the guy didn't want to say where, but somebody just said, tried to pray a hurricane away and said, just take it away from here instead of like, you should just try to pray it to cease and desist and go away, you know. And so they felt real bad because it went down and it got this little town and tore it up really bad. And they were going to go down there and they were going to apologize to the people in town for not praying right. And God, Michael, sent somebody up to meet them and told them, I'm going to meet you at a certain place on a bridge. And they went there. And when they went there, he said, I can't tell you who I am because I work for the government. He said, but I know who you are, and I want you to know that you did a good thing, because the Russians, they got tunnels all under the coast there, and it's full of weapons and all kind of stuff under there. But that hurricane wiped it all out. And I thought, well, that's good, then, huh? He said, no, it's back again. I didn't talk to the guy, but I talked to, you know, somebody, reputable person. He said, no, they're back again. So, you know, we're sitting right here on some kind of, we think we got all kind of bubbles out there, but I think we do have, we are becoming very close to a war.
Yeah, I'm very concerned that that is, in fact, going to be happening soon. Anyway, Pat, thank you very much for the phone call. I want to get to some other callers right now. 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, Mike. Good day. Now, Peter made a nice call the other day. I was listening on your show. I couldn't make a call in. But, you know, what's on my mind is, first off, Mike, let's talk about Donald Trump for a second. He's got to ask permission to go back on Facebook with this guy Zuckerberg and all these schmucks, these Zog, to go back on so he can be on, you know, Facebook, whatever.
Yes. Internet,
whatever. Okay, so he's doing a begging, so he's acting like a beggar to do that. I don't think it's the right thing for him to do, but whatever.
I would agree with you. I mean, Elon Musk has already said he's welcome back at Twitter, which has a huge share of the online market. You know, plus Trump has his own social media platform that I think he needs to spend time on that. If Trump goes back on Facebook, Facebook is just going to play the same games with him now that they did before.
Correct. Yeah, Mike, you know, first off, I'm going to read this little quick thing to you. Now, the United States Coast Guard just offloaded more than $101 million in illegal narcotics in the last 2 weeks here in South Florida. And then they had another bus about a month ago for like $380 million of cocaine and crack and all this. But we're not talking about the fentanyl at the border. And the fentanyl that's pouring through that border right now, Biden, beady-eyed Biden, should be arrested, held in a military tribunal until they can, I don't know if it's Camilla or who they're going to put, maybe McCarthy, but Biden should be arrested for what he's done with the immigration situation and the drugs alone. That's grounds right there for him to be.
You know, even without the drugs, Biden and all these open borders people are in violation of Title 8, and, you know, they should be thrown in jail just on that alone.
That is correct, Mike. And did you see, Mike, did you happen to see the lady that was on Tucker Carlson the other night? And I think she was on Breitbart and Newsmax talking about she's an angel mother, how her son was yep. beaten to death by an illegal alien. And how much money are they going to give this lady? I mean, they gave Pink Floyd there. They gave Floyd's family what $29 million for Floyd. With this guy, and I heard Chauvin now wants to go. He said that he got a bad deal on his trial. I don't know what's going to happen with that.
Yeah, he's asking for a new trial, and I hope he gets it.
Okay, well, if Mr. Floyd's family got $29 million, I believe this all these angel mothers and fathers who've had a loved one get murdered by an illegal alien, I think they should be entitled to $50 million. I think you should almost give it $60 million.
Well, it's not going to happen because, you know, the reparations people want to give every black person in America $5 million and forgive all their debts.
Well, you know, Mike, I'm glad you brought that up, too, because, listen, my family, half of my family came out of Ireland. How much does the English government owe my family? Okay, Mike, and you know what? I'm going to tell you something. The Irish people that came to this country should probably get at least in a general area of $10 million apiece. And by the way, Mike, let's go to something real heavy, then I'm going to go to something else. The German-Americans that are in this country, they should demand each $10 million of German-American because they never owned slaves. They blew up their country twice. They destroyed Germany for sure the second time. And who started that war, Mike? Who was really in the start of that war? What they were doing to Germany, raping the heck out of it during World War I. They raped Germany, and that's why Hitler rose to power because they had totally raped Germany. And Germany had to do what it had to do. And it took a guy like Hitler to – matter of fact, Hitler gave us the Autobahn. He gave us the turnpikes, the freeways, and all that. So he gave us the people's car, the Volkswagen.
Yeah, the Volkswagen.
So everybody could have a car. So, yeah, so, you know, it's all been a big lie. And, you know, Mike, now, you know, the whole immigration thing is discombobulated as it is. They're just trying to totally wipe out all white Northern European culture. We understand that. But, you know, Mike, I look at example. When I look at these blacks crying here in this country, always crying about, they don't, Mike, they're the richest black country in the world is in the United States of America.
Yeah, they've got a very good lifestyle compared to the blacks who are still in Africa.
That's correct. If they hate this country and white Caucasian rule, they can always go back to Africa because, you know, Mike, let's get to the truth. It's the majority supposed to rule. That's the whole thing I was taught. Majority rules, and that's how it's supposed to be. And the majority right now happens to be white Americans, white Anglo-Americans. And by the way, the Germans are in this country, are the biggest population of this country of any ethnic group. And those German people are in this country never owned slaves. The country of Germany never was a slave trading country, Mike, ever.
There's a tremendous German influence in this part of Indiana.
Yes. And the Germans in this country should demand reparations more than any culture, and even more than the Afro-American blacks or anybody, because the Germans are the ones that got punished the hardest. Because, you know, the Afro-Americans, if the Afro-Americans would have never came to the United States, they'd still be in Africa today. And what would they have, Mike? I believe, did you ever hear the story about Livingston when he went to Africa, Mike? Professor Livingston?
Yes. Stanley Livingston, okay. And Livingston, yes.
Yes, well, when he went there, they still had in Africa, they still haven't invented a wheel. When they saw the wheel, they couldn't believe it. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a true story. When he went in the darkest part of the continent, they had no wheels. They were still carrying stuff in their head. And they didn't have the concept of what a wheel was for. I mean, that's amazing to myself. So, you know, I'm just freaked out over how the whole deal, Mike. And and all I hear all the time, bad white man, white this, white that. Mike, we gave them everything, for goodness sakes. We gave them sports. You think all these black men would be playing sports, making multiple millions of dollars if it weren't for the white men who invented the sport? Baseball, football, basketball, mm-hmm. Mike, golf, all these other great sports that the white men invented. But all we hear is how bad white Americans are. This has got to come to a screeching halt. And we got a beady-eyed, lying, dirty Irishman, which I'm Irish, Mike, I told you, okay? And I have to hear this bumbling, mumbling buffoon And his son is crooked as heck. The Biden's son, Mike, won't even give his daughter the birth name of Biden.
Okay. Yeah, that's a really, he's a slime ball. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, he did father that child. DNA has proved it. Everybody's admitted to it. And, you know, he turns around and says, well, you can't have our name. Our name is too valuable. Actually, no, by the time Joe and Hunter get done with the Biden name, name value is not really going to be there. Anyway, listen.
She's a beautiful little girl, Mike. By the way, have you seen a picture of the Biden?
Yeah, I've seen a picture. She's a darling. Let's just hope that Grandpa doesn't sniff around her too much. Tom, going to let you go. I got a bunch of calls. We're going to try and get through by the end of the program, and we're going to skip the last commercial break. So stay tuned, and we're going to go to Francis in North Carolina. Hello, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
What isn't on my mind, dear? Hello, young man, and to that gorgeous gal, Claire.
Yes.
Hey, gal.
Yes.
I'm hoping that she is doing much better and much better each
day. She is doing a lot better. I'm taking her to the doctor for a follow-up on Friday. She's definitely coming along.
Excellent, excellent.
Yep.
Well, anyway, she's still in my thoughts regardless.
Ooh, thank you.
Scary. But anyway, as far as this thing about reparations go, regardless of who, what, when, how, what, or whatever, I think people need to sit back and think. Seriously, they need to sit back and think. I don't care what the ethnicity is. I don't care what their sex is. None of that. They need to think about the aspect that what if the so-called power elite, cabal, whatever name you want to call them, the spoiled brats, as I would tend to refer to them as, is using this as a form of dividing people, as they've always used race or ethnicity, sexuality, you name it, religion, against each other to separate people. And how do they know that they're not having this reparation crap to be a dividing point between people to separate them and keep them separated? Because that's all they do. To keep people at each other's necks so they're distracted from what the so-called power elite are doing behind their back with a big, big butcher knife.
Yes.
So think about it, people. Just as with the transsexual crap, even to a young child age of a baby or whatever, excuse me, but they're doing it to you again with the genocide and the separation of life and so forth. So think about what you're doing or what's being presented to you to separate you and create division. That's what they live on. That's their lifeblood. Not to mention the fear and the warmongering and the bloodshed. I mean, they're basically psychic vampires. So anyway, enough about that. I'll have lime, coconut, and pineapple, my Corona, and all the variants. Later, folks.
All right. Thank you very much here. And we're going to go to Layla in Canada. Layla, long time no hear from. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I just wanted to clarify a couple of things that I've often heard Tom bring up. A lot of what he says is valid, but with regard to Germanic people, they're not just one group of people. They're a series of highly complex and integrated genetic tribes that migrated together. They often joined one another as they went throughout the European continent and ended up actually in North Africa as the Visigoths.
Mm-hmm.
And there were the Ostrogoths. They were not one people. They migrated from all over, and they killed and stole for food and sustenance while they migrated. And anyone could join them as long as they had the same objective. Some of them even sacked Rome. And that's why you see so many European-like tall height and fair hair in amongst the modern Italians. But secondly, on the issue of the Latinos from South America or anywhere, they have the right to call themselves Latinos because Rome occupied the Iberian Peninsula at the same time that they were fighting with Carthage, which is in North Africa. the story of Hannibal. If you look up the story of Hannibal, there was one area Rome moved into when Hannibal left Carthage in order to challenge Rome that was cutting off Carthage's marine mercantile trade. They were competing with one another. So Rome established Saguntum in the northern Iberian Peninsula. So a lot of those Hispanics adopted the Latin language. And so Latin also influenced French as well as Spanish, and including the English language. So when they say Latino, I could, if we had the time, give you lots of examples of Spanish words that are Latin in origin, as well as Arabic in origin.
Yes.
And by the way, one other word, Hebrew, comes from ancient Aramaic, meaning Ivrit. They've crossed over the river. So Hebrew itself was not a language. It was a dialect of people who crossed over the river, the Euphrates River.
Yes.
And which is actually, again, Greek influence because of the OS at the end. It was actually Ephrata. And even the Tigris is the Tigris, and it is not named that in the original languages. It was named after the datum. So English and all the intervening languages and all the different historians have distorted the past. And the tragic irony is that if I can find the information, so can other people. Instead of just indulging in this notion of they're liars, or discrediting them, that's unfair.
It's the approved curriculum, you know, that we're being taught in the schools. And very often we do know that it's a bunch of lies. I mean, in the official school curriculum in this country, they're still saying that John F. Kennedy was killed by the crazed lone assassin Lee Harvey Oswald, even though the majority of Americans now know that that is a complete lie. But they're going to go on selling that to generation after generation after generation.
All of history is BS. Everyone thinks that Western civilization originated with the Greco-Romans, and that's bullshit. Pardon my language.
Yeah, I've got to watch that on the radio.
Because they plagiarized significantly from all of the Middle Eastern empires that were actually, most of them, were Caucasian in origin when they migrated south because of the weather conditions. Because climate change has always been a constant theme on this planet.
Yes, it has.
But finally, this concept of reparations, there's no need to get all worked up about it until it's being discussed as legislation. Right now, it's just something that like a grenade they're throwing out there for people to get angry. It's just feeding fuel to the fire of hostility. When it becomes, when it's being voted on as legislation, that's the time to take up arms. Or kill off, you know, one another. You don't have to worry about reparations. But in truth, the southern states, the wealth of the southern states was built on the cheap labor of stolen slaves from Africa. And that has a generational effect. You know me, I'm not a huge fan of sympathy for the poor, poor blacks. However, the point is there is an intergenerational deprivation. That is why wealth is intergenerational, because once you pass on that privilege, like the Germanic royal house of England, that is really Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, not the House of Windsor. And also even the Russian czars were Germanic, but the thing is that's the whole theory. They're not really Germans so much. They became known as Germanic once Germany had become a very prominent kingdom.
Okay.
And there were many kingdoms.
Layla, I hate to do this to you. I've got to cut you off. We are at the end of the program, and my apology to the caller still waiting on hold. Please try again tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. It's a special show with Tom D. and Ron O'Donnell. They're talking about mortgages and foreclosures. So you're probably going to want to stay tuned and listen to that. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Remember, if you donate $100 or more to RBN, we now have T-shirts to send on out to you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs. For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste by going to rbnhemppaste.com. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.